Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 129 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. Today I am giving you my top piece of advice for new grads. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and welcome back to another episode of Maestro on the Mic. It is graduation season for my physical therapy students out there, or some kind of time near graduation season. It seems like with all the programs out there, they're all just graduating at really different times, but for the most part, if you are a third year, you are either done and now you just have clinic left, or you're done with everything. So congrats, welcome to the fun, good luck with your boards, and today's episode is just going to be about my advice to you. I was sitting thinking, trying to figure out an episode topic, and my girl Lex was like, hey, how about advice to new grads? And I was like, hey, how about that's a great idea? So I sat down and I was kind of like, you know, should I make it like a top five list or, you know, key points? And I was like, you know what? We're just going to make it one single thing, because one of the things I've learned from teaching is that people have a tough time remembering a bunch of things. They will remember how you made them feel, for sure. That quote is absolutely correct. But in terms of the actual like nuances and the facts and stuff from the course, most of the time people really take home, you know, one salient point, and they ideally integrate that within their practice. So I was like, let's just make this episode my one piece of advice. So my one piece of advice for all of my new grads, and yes, I'm speaking to the physical therapy students now, but this applies to anyone. One piece of advice is going to be to experience things for yourself. I've gone back and forth over the, I don't know, the past year or 2 years with, you know, the one message that I want to leave people. And as of this moment in time right now, this is what I've settled on. Experience everything you can for yourself. I think that we are in an amazing time as it relates to changes and possibilities. And I am actually super confident with the population that's coming out, you know, as new physical therapists. I'm not 100% sure what the general, you know, overarching consensus is. And I'm going to say that it's positive. But I am blessed in that I get to teach for a living and get to connect with people for a living. And actually, I just had a student in my course this past weekend out in Bridgewater. And it's phenomenal what these students are getting exposed to. So, you know, despite what social media may be kind of claiming or saying or whatever, these students are coming out super exposed to things. And I'm not going to say these students are coming out super prepared, but guess what? You never feel prepared, right? If you waited for that, you'd be waiting your whole life. They are coming out super exposed to things in a good way. And, you know, pain science, the biopsychosocial model, they're super exposed to it. And I'm like, dude, we are in a good way. So my advice to these students and to you guys listening who may be, you know, recent grads, new grads, or maybe you're just like a first year student or something like that. My advice to you would be to experience everything for yourself. I think that by doing so, that's going to kind of combat a lot of what I see out there where people are just kind of leaning on studies and being like, the evidence says this, which is cool, go ahead, read it. But like, try things in practice. And for those people that are worried about the mill setup, I think that there's some students out there that are worried about the mill setup and they haven't even been in a mill yet, or they haven't even been in practice yet. And so they're almost, you know, already turned off to the profession and they haven't really been in the trenches, so to speak, but I'm not saying that in the way of like, I did it, you got to do it too. No, I'm saying get out there and really actually see what's out there. I think that a lot of students are taking leaps and it's great. And I see a lot more, you know, diving into traveling physical therapy, which I know was like strongly discouraged when I was graduating. And, you know, this would be great advice to give myself back then. Not that I really wanted to be a traveling PT. That was never really my thing, but take some chances, right? Experience the things for yourself. We have to remember that everyone's advice, even this that I'm giving you right now, it's not fact, it's just opinion. So the things that people say about stuff, it's all opinion, right? Yeah, it may be based on their experience, but nothing is 100% correct or holds true 100% of the time. As such, I think one of your best bets is to go and experience things for yourself. Now, I'm not saying go and blindly do things, despite the fact that everyone has said, you know, the same. If everyone says the same exact thing about something, you know, maybe if you're going to go and experience a thing for yourself, at least go in with some of that warning, because there is a saying out there, learn from the mistakes of others. You'll never live long enough to make them all yourself. But it's okay to make some mistakes yourself. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. And honestly, you've got time, right? You've got time to make a lot of mistakes and figure out what you do like and what you don't like. So I graduated in 2010, so it's been, you know, 9 years, and I would have never guessed, you know, back then that I would be doing what I'm doing today. And so much of that, or so much of where I'm at right now, has just come from trial and error and figuring out what I hated and then moving away from that and experiencing new things. So don't feel like you're in any rush. You know, I love social media because it connects us, but it also allows us to kind of compare ourselves to other people. And you cannot compare, you know, the beginning of your story to the middle of someone else's. So take the time, you have plenty of time, and go and experience all these things for yourself. Go and do different kinds of treatment modalities. Go into different kind of treatment settings. Do it all. And this way you can figure out what it is you really like, what it is that you really believe in, what it is that actually works for you. Because if you just base it off of everyone else's experience, you're going to be left, you know, left short there. All right. Going to wrap this up because it is a Thursday shorty. Two announcements coming at you before the official wrap up. One, last week, or I should say the episode that went out earlier this week, episode 128, that was the last long Monday episode until September. There was some kind of uploading error. I don't even know. Steph, thank you for bringing that to my attention. But that was the last long Monday episode until September. I'm taking the summer off. I will continue with the Thursday shorties, but last episode, 128, was the last long episode for a little bit, so that'll give you some time to catch up on some other things. Additionally, on next Monday, so today, if you're listening to this right when it airs, it'll be Thursday. Next Monday, July 1st, I am starting my 7-day Instagram challenge. So if you are interested in learning more about Instagram, if you're interested in, you know, increasing your social media presence, if you want to just, you know, put more stuff out there, but you haven't been the best with being consistent, or you're not sure what to say, things like that, join the challenge. It's only 7 days. Right? Only 7 days. So if you want more information on that, you can head on over to www.themovementmaestro.com/Instagram challenge. And it'll take you to like a little sign up page. You can read about it, sign up, join the challenge. There's already about 1,100 people in it, which I'm super pumped about. And yeah, I would love to have you there. All right. Officially wrapping it up this time. Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in. I know you could have been doing anything, and you chose to listen to me. So, air high fives to you. Until next time, friends, Maestro